Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy Reformation celebration to you. I want to talk to you today about something called a coat of arms. Have you ever heard of a coat of arms before? Have you heard of it? Have you heard of it, Zach? Okay. Well, here is a coat of arms. In Martin Luther's day, coats of arms, they were a popular thing. Families had them. And a coat of arms would show the world what was important to your family, or what your family had, or what interests your family had. So if you liked hunting for foxes, for example, you might show foxes on your coat of arms. Or if you had great wealth, you might show wealth. Or if you were a soldier, you might have weapons on your coat of arms. This was Martin Luther's coat of arms of his family. And I don't know exactly what it all says, but you notice something right there in his coat of arms? What is that? It's a flower, a rose, right? Well, Martin Luther discovered a great truth, what we call the gospel, that we are saved by God's love for us, okay, for eternal life. And when he discovered that, he wanted to make a new coat of arms for his family, for him, to show the world what the Christian faith was all about. And so I want to talk with this about you today. Does this look familiar to you? We call this Luther's coat of arms. Where have you seen this before? Yeah. You colored it? Did you color it in your classroom? So you all know your colors? Because we're going to talk about colors. Where else do you see this in our building?
Do you?
Really? Wow. Neat. You saw it there, huh? And you might see it on the window down there by the gym, right? And I have a little one on my office door. Let me tell you about this today, all right? First of all, at the middle, what do you see? A black cross. Why is the cross at the middle of our faith? Because of what Jesus did, right? And the cross is black because black is the color of our sins. Just like you sang today up in the balcony. He took upon himself the sins of the nation. He took all our sins on himself, and he took them to the cross, and he died for them, right? So that we could be forgiven. That's the very center of our faith. And then Martin Luther put that cross on a red heart. What does that red heart mean?
That you love you.
Well, yeah, that God loved us through his son Jesus Christ so much that his son, yes, God is in the heart, exactly, because what the Bible says is that we believe with Jesus, we believe Christ with our hearts, exactly, yes?
That's because he
died on the cross for our sins, and we believe that, so he is in our hearts, isn't he? His blood, which is the color of the red color, his blood washed away our sins, right? And now our hearts are alive, and Jesus is in us. Now, he put that red heart and black cross on a white rose, much like the rose on his coat of arms, family coat of arms. What does white mean? Do you have an idea what white means? White is a color. It's the color of the clouds, okay? Yeah? But it's also the color of sheep, okay? It's also the color of maybe a book. If you have white clothes and they go into the laundry dirty, you want them to come out nice and clean because white is the color of purity and cleanliness, right? Are we clean before God? You mean, I've sinned. How can I be clean? Because Jesus washed it all away, didn't he? And I am pure in his sight, just like this white rose. And then he puts that white rose on a blue background. Blue is the color of what?
The sky.
The sky, exactly. We lift up our eyes to the sky and we think about our home in heaven. And blue is the color of our hope. We hope one day to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever in heaven. And yes, yeah.
Blue.
Oh, and the rain, okay. Which might remind us of our baptism, right? And then finally, he put all of that inside of a gold circle. What does that gold circle mean? Do you know?
A star.
Well, you think of the sun. That's a good guess.
It's like a gold circle.
Well, like a golden egg. Okay. Well, it reminds us of the treasure that we have in heaven forever and ever and ever. A circle has no beginning and no end, does it? And we will be with God forever and ever in His kingdom and share in the riches of His grace forever and ever. So this is a coat of arms. This is the way Luther expressed his faith in Jesus Christ. And it's our coat of arms too, isn't it? Because we believe that Christ died for our sins. He gave His blood to cleanse our hearts, to make us pure, to give us the hope of heaven and eternal life with Him forever and ever and ever. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your servant Martin Luther and that he discovered the gospel so that we too can believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Thank You for the hope of heaven, for the promise of eternal life. Thank You for making us clean by His sacrifice. We pray these things in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. Thanks for coming up. God be with you.